something else I think I don't see. Trying to know just what you're looking for. I've lied, you deny. I need you to let me know in time. Honey, there's a lot of trouble going on in my mind, but here you are. And who knows if you'll come around again. Patience leaves me feeling like a friend. Do you remember that? Let you go, but here I am, and who knows if you'll come around again. Patience leaves me feeling like a
what's your limit? What's my limit? What's my limit?
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Seat. I waited up for nothing more. He didn't want to explore. I put your stuff in a paper bag. I let it soak in the rain, let it wash all the way. Safe to say the least, there's not much I can keep in line. But I don't mind, I'll just fly to Japan to cry. Safe to say the least, there's not much I can keep in line. But I don't mind, I'll just fly to Japan and cry. I watched you let me go again, this time alone with a definite end. Thank God I passed my common sense. I think it's time to begin, and I thought in stories like these somebody would call and beg me not to leave. Why should I wait for you? Safe to say the least, there's not much I can keep in line. But I don't mind, I'll just fly to Japan to cry. Safe to say the least, there's not much I can keep in line. But I don't mind, I'll just fly to Japan and cry.
You're gone, I surrender. Pretend that you'll be back. Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I am your co-host, Stella.
And I'm your other co-host, Corey. We are so glad you're here joining us, listening to some great music.
Yes, so the last song you just heard was Real Love by Mono Wales. Before that was Japan by Matilda Mann. And before that was No Limit by Tirza. And Tirza is R&B, kind of originated her sound from UK grime and garage. And I really like her stuff, so you guys should also check her out.
Yeah, we're definitely jamming out of the studio here. But and next up, you'll be hearing some jazz music, but it's just because more of a personal reason.
Ooh, let's get personal.
Getting a little personal right now. We're in university.
Let's hear it.
In university. We're a casual talk show. So I have been talking to someone, and we're both really into jazz music. And so I've been getting more into jazz, trying to research more and trying to inform myself
more. Gotta do that background research any beginning of a relationship, for sure.
A little scared, but yeah. I've been listening to a little bit of Dave Brubeck, for some of you out there who know the 1960s jazz. Very classic, like, experimental album. Turns out that album was actually inspired from Brubeck's trip to Turkey, and he actually heard some Turkish folk music on the streets, and he's like, ooh, I'm going to incorporate
that.
Yeah, I'm going to incorporate that into my new album. So he created Time Out, which is a really, really classic jazz album. And I was recommended to listen to Blue Ronda a la Turk. Personally,
a la Turk.
A la
Turkish,
I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Yeah, you're getting onto something. But it is a little fast. It feels like I'm kind of rushing out the door listening to some of these segments, but I think most people would know from this album the song Take Five, which is a very classic jazz song.
Let's hear a little sample of it, Corey.
Am I able to... Let me see if I can actually play this into the mic.
I was thinking just like with your voice, but...
I think you can hear that.
Oh, I've never done that before. Okay, I know the song.
Yeah. So... That is Take Five, and I can play that on the piano, so that's the reason why I think we started talking about it. But I'm also really into Japanese jazz, which I really like things that are in kind of more fast-paced, more energetic, and it's kind of have a little like Joe Hisashi, if you know the Japanese composer who does the Studio Ghibli movies, which we are both.
We love the Studio Ghibli movies.
We love Studio Ghibli. Mm-hmm. These movies, they're very classic Japanese anime movies. They're children's-based, but all genders, all ages, everyone enjoys these movies, and they've won a lot of awards for these movies. So what's your favorite movie?
Oh, God. Stella, my favorite
Studio Ghibli.
I really like the Arrietty one.
I have not heard that.
Yeah. I think it's so cute with her little like hair clip. She's running around with the rats. Aww. Like, that's kind of goals.
That's so sweet.
What's yours?
Mine, I think I like more the popular ones. So I'm definitely really like Ponyo.
I do love Ponyo. That is that's one of the movies I'd show my children and be like, guys, look at this. This is a masterpiece. This is Ponyo.
That and Howl's Moving Castle, but mostly for the music that's composed. It's just amazing. This composer, his name is Joe Hisashi, and he's very famous for all these musical pieces that he puts out.
Yeah.
But I think Howl's Moving Castle is definitely one of the best composed music.
I also really like these movies because they don't like necessarily push gender roles as much as some other like maybe more Western like Disney movies.
Exactly.
With like, oh, there's always got to be a princess and a prince. And like, even if it's kind of seen as more like pushing the boundaries, the princess is always not going to be saving herself in some way, you know?
Exactly.
But I feel like Studio Ghibli, it's like, okay, everyone's just kind of having fun. I don't know. Like, I don't really see it as much.
Yeah. Like, the main character's just going off doing her own thing.
It's like, they're just being themselves.
Yeah. There's no one to be... She's not being saved. She's just having a great adventure.
Yeah, so exactly. Ponyo's awesome.
Yeah, it has a great storyline to most of them.
Yeah.
I know that there's one... And they also talk about pretty deep topics in some of them. Like, I know one of them... has themes of depression, which is very intriguing for a children's movie. But they
no, it's cool.
It's great that he's doing that, or that the Studio Ghibli movies are doing that, though. So
And like Totoro is super cute. It's just whimsical. The like beautiful animation. And
it's amazing.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen Studio Ghibli, which I would be surprised, but if you haven't, they have a bunch on Netflix. You guys should check it out.
It is on a whole new level than watching Despicable Me 3 or Kung Fu Panda, even though, you know, they're still great on their own. They're nothing compared to Japanese.
Yeah, it's not an overload of stimulation either. Like, these movies, it's very, like, calm, and it kind of, like, the amount of silence in it gives you kind of time to, like, process the plot line. Like, it just, it feels better to watch. It's not just, like, giving you quick, easy, like, dopamine hits, I feel like. Yeah. It's more like a calming...
I agree.
Interesting thing.
Yeah.
Movie to think about. But anyways.
Anyways, back to the main...
Jazz.
So some, the next song is what I was trying to say. The next song up.
So sorry.
The next song up is a jazz song. It's a female jazz band that's doing this, which is great because I feel like we don't have enough women in jazz.
For sure.
So we need to really get on that. And even though jazz is dying a little, everyone trying to revive it. And as long as we have some woman in here, life is great. So the next up you'll be hearing is by the band Midnight Channel, and it's their song Goose from their album Gemini Sunrise. And this is. Also, for a shout out for that person. So, hope you enjoy too if you're ever listening.
Okay, yeah, everyone enjoy, but especially that person.
Thank you. took a cig and a shake, and things got ugly. Live for the end of the day, and it consumed me.
Hey, hey. Welcome
hey
back.
Guys.
Hey, guys. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You are tuning in at 6:57 p.m. And I am your co-host, Corey.
And I am your other co-host, Stella.
And you just heard Pressure by Mina. And it is very, I really like this song because it's pretty, very, like, feels very buttery, you know, mm-hmm. like, it's got that soul vibe.
She has a gorgeous voice.
Gorgeous
too.
Voice. And the lyrics too. It's like succumb to the pressure.
Ooh,
genius. I like that. So yeah. And Mina, they're actually from Victoria, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I love when like a good music comes from around Vancouver. Like,
yeah. Support.
Represent.
I know. And they have I like the name too. It's Mina with two I's. So M-I-I-N-A, Mina. Hopefully
yeah.
that's pronounced right. Maybe there's a different
Mina.
Different pronunciation. Maybe. Mina. I think we can really say that. Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, like, the next show after us is Revolution Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one more song for you guys.
Yeah. I think we might have to cut it short a little, but we really want to play this for you. So we'll just quickly end this and give our thanks. So thank you so much for listening to us, and hope you to see you next Tuesday at 6 p.m. So next you'll be hearing Boss by Necking, which we got no time for.
So
we're going to play it.
Throw it in there. Thank you guys so much for
thank
listening.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.